Perek Yud, Pasuk Aleph. We are continuing. We're discussing this new vision of Daniel. Daniel is going to be shown something which will occur be'achris hayamim. And let's first discuss the timeline. So far, from the beginning of the sefer, Daniel began when Daniel. It was after the kibush of Yehoyakim. The Beis Hamikdash was still standing, and Nebuchadnezzar took with him during the galus of Yehoyachin. He took with him the best of Eretz Yisrael to Bavel to train and to develop the best these young men should serve in his cabinet, shall serve not his cabinet, but shall serve in his government and serve the nation of Bavel. So when we start a Sefer Daniel, we were holding when the Beis Hamikdash was still standing, the last 11 years of the Beis Hamikdash, the Malchus of Tzidkiyahu. At that point in time, Nebuchadnezzar came to Eretz Yisrael. He took with him Yehoyachin, and he took with him Chorosh v'Hamasker. The Chorosh v'Hamasker, we discussed this many times, refers simply to the craftsmen. Nebuchadnezzar was paranoid. He was afraid that the people living in Eretz Yisrael would rebel. He conquered Yehoyachin. He killed Yehoyachin. In fact, he was killed, and he appointed Yehoyachin for 3.5 months. And then, after 3.5 months, he decided that it's not in his best interest that Yehoyachin shall remain there in Eretz Yisrael. So he came to Eretz Yisrael. He took Yehoyachin with him to Bavel, and with Yehoyachin the Chorosh v'Hamasker, which simply means the craftsmen, people who were skilled in making weapons. You don't want to leave over in a country people who know how to deal with various types of metals and various types of skills, because they will build weapons and they will fortify the city and will make it more difficult for Nebuchadnezzar if he will want to come back and suppress and squash any rebellion. But Chazal tell us, Chorosh v'Hamasker does not just mean the craftsmen and people who knew how to... different types of crafts, but it means the Talmidei Chachamim. He took with them because he felt the Talmidei Chachamim, they were the intellectual elite of Klal Yisrael, and he was afraid that they also would rebel against him. So he took a brain drain. He took them with him down to Bavel, and he exiled. That was the technique that was done in ancient times. That when you take a country, you take people out of their country, and you put them in a new environment, they are very uncomfortable. They are unsettled, and they don't have the chutzpah, or they don't have the desire to rebel because they don't feel settled in a foreign land. We even have this by the Ten Makos, Oroith. One of the Ten Makos was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought to Mitzrayim the wild animals. So it says in the Pasuk, not only did Hashem bring the wild animals to Mitzrayim to eat up and to bring harm upon the Egyptians, He brought with the wild animals the earth which they lived with, the smell, the animals with their environment. Because if you would take lions and tigers and ferocious animals and transplant them from one location to another location, they're not going to attack because they don't feel comfortable in their environment. They're lost, they're bewildered. Even though they're by nature extremely violent and destructive, they just don't feel comfortable here, and they're not in the mood of eating people alive. So in order for these animals should feel comfortable in their environment and should have no difficulty in causing pain and suffering upon the Egyptians, Hashem did not just bring the wild animals. He took this ho'adama. It says in the Pasuk, look in the Parashas Bo, the earth which they came from, the land from where they came, that earth was also brought with them into the land of Mitzrayim, so that it should smell and have the feel as if they are in their natural environment. They'll have no trouble consuming and causing harm upon the Egyptians. That's the same idea over here, that Nebuchadnezzar, this was a technique that was employed by all of the world leaders at the time. In order to prevent nations from rebelling against you, you would take the people of the country and you would exile them, you would relocate them to a new country. And it would take them centuries, or at least decades, until they would feel comfortable in their environment where they would want to rebel. And that's what Nebuchadnezzar did. He took the elite, the Choresh v'Hamasker, either the craftsmen or the Talmidei Chachamim, and he exiled them to Bavel, and that was a blessing in disguise, because that gave them 11 years to get a head start and develop a society, to develop yeshivos, bat midrashos, and all of the things that a Jewish community needs, so that when 11 years later, when Nebuchadnezzar would return and conquer Tzidkiyahu and exile everyone, then they would come to Bavel, everything would already have been established, it would be a proper environment in place, and they would be able to survive in Bavel. Who was from the first group of people that were exiled? It was Daniel and Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. And Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, they were there during the remainder of the years, during the 11 years of the Churban, and then for the years after the Churban, and then during the 23 years of Evel Meroidach, and then the 3 years of Baal Shetzar, and then 1 year of Modai, and after Modai came Koresh, came the Malchus of Paras, and the king of Paras was Koresh, and Koresh was the king for 3 years. In the first year of the Malchus of Koresh, he issued a proclamation that the Jewish people have a right to return to Eretz Yisrael and to rebuild the Beis Hamikdash. When Koresh came to power, it was 52 years since the Churban Bayis Rishon, and in 18 years the Beis Hamikdash would be complete, which would take place after the miracle of Purim. So here we are discussing an event which took place in the third year of Koresh. It would be the last year of Koresh's reign. He would be killed. His Malchus would come. He would be killed by Alexander the Great. He would be killed. No, I'm sorry. What am I saying? I'm sorry. That's much later on. What am I saying? I'm sorry. He would die. I'm sorry. He would be dying. Be replaced by Achashverosh. But this was the third year of his Malchus. And at this point in time, Daniel is having a vision. So, B'shnas Shalosh L'Choresh Melech Paras Dovar Nigla L'Daniel. The following manner was revealed to Daniel: Asher Nikra Shmo Bel Tishatzar. Daniel's name was Bel Tishatzar. So we had this many times in the beginning of Sefer Daniel. This was the name of the Avodah Zorah of Nebuchadnezzar. And it's very interesting that this Avodah Zorah is still being carried with him all the way until the Tkufa of a third Malchus, a third kingdom. It's no longer Bavel is in control, and it's no longer Modai in control. It's now Paras in control, and still the Pasuk is telling us that his name was called Belteshazzar, which we learn means Bel. Bel is short for Baal. That's the name of the idol. Tash. Tash means to protect. Atzar, the treasure. May the god called Baal, this idol, may protect the treasures of Bavel. That's what he was called, because being that Nebuchadnezzar was so impressed with Daniel, he called Daniel after his idol. The Emes Hadavar. The matter is 100% true. What he is about to see, the Pasuk tells us, was 100% true. Vitzavo Gadol. Now, Vitzavo Gadol means, we'll see there are two perushim, which means he saw a great time, that what he was about to see would occur many, many years down the line. A period of time would pass until it would come to true. Uvin es hadavar, and he understood the matter. Uvino lo bamara, and there was understanding to him in the vision. There's much repetition. It's not clear what all these words are. They're basically saying the same exact thing. He understood the matter. There was understanding to him in his vision, and he saw a vision, nigla, and it was MS, and it was something which would occur after a long period of time. Let's see the Mesudas Dovah, and then we'll see Rashi, Dovar. Ratzlemar, Dovar Nevu, Dvar Nevuah. He saw Rub Emes HaDovar, Ratzlemar, Nigloi, Amitas, it was revealed to him, Amitas HaDovar, Kifi Mashahu, Loi Beremes Vechidos. He was shown with clarity. Emes here, he was shown to him with clarity. He was not just shown hints, Rimozim, and riddles. Everything was made clear to him. Vitzavo Gadol, Vgam Nigla now, according to the Mitzvah, we'll see Rashi in a moment. I told you what Rashi says. The Mitzvah says the word Tzava means a host. It refers to the angels. Mitzvah Gadol, Gam, Nigla, a love, Tzava Gadol, Shel Malachim Al. It was also revealed to him many, many angels in the vision, besides seeing an army of angels. Ubines Adavar, Ratzalaymar. Notice that the Mitzvah keeps on saying Ratzalaymar, because these words cannot be translated literally. It's very hard to translate this passage literally. You have to add a lot of explanation to each word. Ratzalaymar, Chodei Lachavines Adavar, Vulhavino Loi Bemare Inayim, Lezen Nigla Loi Amitis Adavar, Kimoy Shehi, Vegam Tzva Rav Malachi Malo Lishia, Moving Low. Lekalos, it was revealed to him. Many malachim came to assist him in making it understood to him, to make it easy. But it doesn't say all of the details. Perhaps he was commanded to conceal, being that there are secrets that are going to occur in the end of days, which is not meant for everyone to know. The exact details were not made known to us. It was made known to him, but not for everyone. Let's see Rashi. Rashi, Pasuk, Aleph. So here Rashi disagrees with the Mitzvah. This will be the other way around. The Mitzvah is not someone to disagree. The Mitzvah is much later, but he's just taking from other Rishonim which we're now learning. The vision that Daniel is about to see will come true at the end of days, after a very long period of time. Uvin es hadavar, ulehavin es hadavar niglili es hachazon, and to understand the matter, it was shown to me the vision. Okay, uvin aloy b'mare, ulehavin aloy b'mare, ve'ein hateva hazos shem davar, kmo im yodata bina, he yisera, v'hu kmo bina hagigi, l'fichach hatam l'mala b'beiz v'perish kmo havin, just means to understand the word vina. It's just like the word uvin. Uvin es hadavar, uvin loy b'mare. There's just repetition that he's going to be seeing a vision, and he's being assisted with its understanding through the vast number of angels that are coming to help him understand what he's about to see. Pasuk base.
But it's a verb, not a noun. That's what he's saying.
It's okay. Okay, it's, he's coming to. It's being made known to him. It's being made known to him, the understanding of the vision that he's about to see through these large groups of angels, according to the Mitzudos. And the Rashi is not coming to argue with that point. There are people, there are creatures that are assisting him in understanding what he's about to see. Pasuk Beis. Bayomim Hohem. It was during those days. Ani Daniel Hoyisi Misabel Shlosha Shavuim Yomim. I was fasting for 3 Shavuim. Of days. What does this mean? So we have a very big machlokes rishonim. Let's see Rashi first. Rashi says, "Hayisi misabel." First of all, I was mourning. Kesharosh abidul koresh meleches habayis shetziva lahaschil v'chazar boy al pi ksav tsara Yehuda ben Yamin. So koresh changed his mind. In the 3rd year of the Malchus of Koresh, he changed his mind and he told the Jewish people to stop building the Beis HaMikdash, because he received letters from people living in Eretz Yisrael that the Jews want to rebel. These were the Tzorei Yisrael. So at this point in time, the Daniel began to fast. Through the letter of the Tzorei Yehuda ben Yamin, the enemies of Yehuda ben Yamin.
They were Jews, though, right?
I'm not sure if they were Jews or not. I think not. Okay, I'm not sure.
The
Sofer, Rachum Baal Tam, these are the names of the people. The Shimshai Safra, Kmoshkot Sevis, this will learn in Sefer Ezra. These are the people who wrote these letters. So he began to fast. How long did he fast for? Next Rashi. Shlosha Shavuim Yamim. So Rashi says, Chof Aleph Shana. When it says here Yamim, Yamim does not mean days, it means years. And we have precedent for this. Yamim Tiyagulasai. That you have 1 year to redeem a home sold in a walled city. So he fasted for 21 years. Chaf alef yamim heim yudches shana. So 23 weeks, 7 times 3, 21 years. Mishana achas l'dayavish. When are these 3 years calculated? Mishana achas l'dayavish hamodai asher sam eliboy lachshayv ayin shnei hagoylo, that we learned yesterday. What this means is, there were exactly 18 years from the time of Daryovesh HaMadai until the building of the Bayis Sheni. 18 years. Those 18 years started with the tefillah of Perek Tes, when Daryovesh HaMadai took the throne. After Daryovesh HaMadai conquered Belshazzar, the Malchus of Babel came to an end with the death of Belshazzar, and Daryovesh HaMadai, a new nation, Madai, took control of the world. That's when Daniel made the calculation that it's now been 70 years since the Kibush Yehoyakim, and was disturbed why the Gula has not come, as was predicted by Yirmiyah. Yirmiyah said after 70 years the Gula will come. 70 years have passed since Nebuchadnezzar conquered Yehoyakim, and nothing has happened. Hashem told him, you're making a mistake, you're off by 18 years. The 70 years not to be calculated from the Kibush of Yehoyakim, the 70 years to be calculated from the Kibush of Tzidkiyo 18 years later. But at that point in time, when he made this calculation, he began to fast. And we go back to Perek Tes and Pasuk Gimel, it actually says there the Tzom. Perek Tes Pasuk Gimel, he mentions the etnas panai el Hashem ulokim levakish tefila v'sachanunim bitzom v'sak v'efer. Okay, so this pasuk here in Daniel Perek Yud Pasuk Beis is referring back to what it says in Perek Tes Pasuk Gimel. Then that took place in the pasuk Aleph of pasuk of Perek Tes Bishnas Achash LeDaryovesh Ben Achashverosh Mizera Modai. It was in the first year of Daryovesh HaModai, the year 70 since the Kibush of Yehoyakim. The Gula has not yet come. Daniel was mispalel, and not only was he mispalel according to Rashi, he began to fast for the next 21 years. Now Rashi really says two things. Either it means he fasted starting, like what it says over there in Perek Tes, Pasuk Gimel, the fast started in the first year of Daryovesh HaModai. Now, if that's true, he only should have fasted for 18 years. Because 18 years later is when the Beis HaMikdash was complete in the time of Daryovesh ben Esther, who was Daryovesh ben Achashverosh HaParsi. That took place. So why then was Daniel fasting for an additional 3 years? There was only 18 years from the time of Daryovesh HaMadai until the Beis HaMikdash was complete. And yet it says that he continued to fast for another 3 years. He was mourning everything, mourning and fasting together. He was mourning. So why the Beis HaMikdash was rebuilt? So why was there another 3 years? So the first thing is because he wanted to pray Al Ha'osit, that it should not be destroyed. He realized that it was a very weak start when the Beis HaMikdash was rebuilt during the time of Daryovesh ben Achashverosh HaParsi. It was very, very weak, very shaky. And at that point, the walls were not even built around the city of Yerushalayim. It could happen very quickly that the entire thing will collapse. How many times do you see a business, you start a new business, and before you turn around, the business is over? So he continued to fast 3 years into the Churban into the binyan of the Bayis Sheni. That's one approach. And Rashi gives the other approach, that he really started to fast 3 years before Daryovesh HaMadai. In other words, the last 3 years of Belshazzar. It's very interesting because Belshazzar ruled for 3 years. We have Nebuchadnezzar, Evel Merodach, and the last of the 70 years, last of those 70 years were Nebuchadnezzar ruled for a grand total of the Malchus of Babel was dominant in the world for a grand total of 70 years. Nebuchadnezzar, Evel Merodach, and Belshazzar. Belshazzar ruled the last 3 years. So that would mean that Daniel, when Belshazzar took the throne, he realized something is wrong. Evel Merodach was good, in fact. We learned this when we learned a few parts before. The Pesukim compare Nebuchadnezzar to Belshazzar. Nebuchadnezzar was obviously a very evil person. He destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. And Belshazzar was a very evil person. He made the party, celebrating the fact that 70 years have passed since Nebuchadnezzar came to power, and the Jewish people are still in exile, and it doesn't appear that there is any hope for them. And what did he do? The Pesukim makes it very clear. He took out the kelim of the Beis HaMikdash, and he celebrated. And it was on that very night when he made that celebration, the Kehillah Beis HaMikdash, when the handwriting on the wall appeared and Daniel was called to interpret the word, the handwriting. And we learned in all the details that the Pesukim there compared the rishis, the wickedness of Belshazzar, to the wickedness of Nebuchadnezzar. But in between Nebuchadnezzar and Belshazzar was the son of Nebuchadnezzar, Evil Merodach. And Chazal go easy on him. He was a good guy. He was a good guy. He was not so bad. In fact, that when Nebuchadnezzar died, Evil Merodach released from prison Tzidkiyahu. And the prisoners. I remember all the details, but the prisoners that were taken by Nebuchadnezzar to Bavel were released from prison when Nebuchadnezzar died by Evel Merodach, and they were provided with a pension and a stipend to live out the rest of their days in Bavel with dignity. So Evel Merodach was good, and this went on for 23 years. And then suddenly Evel Merodach died, and the throne is taken up by Belshazzar. And that was a very, very big tzara. And Daniel knew we're in a lot of trouble. He began fasting. For how many years? For 3 years. Then the handwriting on the wall appeared. And then Belshazzar was killed. And now Modai took over. Daniel now was disturbed. Why hasn't the Gula come? He was Mispalo. And Hashem told him, you have 18 more years to go. So 18 years plus the 3 years of Belshazzar is the grand total of 21 years. That's one interpretation. That's the other interpretation that Rashi is giving. So we have to just know, according to Rashi, Daniel was fasting for a total of 21 years. There were 18 years from the time of Daniel's prayer of Daryavesh HaModai until the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, which took place during the time of Daryavesh, the son of Esther. There were 18 years. So if the fast began at the time of Daryavesh to Esther, so Daryavesh to the Binyan, where are the extra 2 years? Either 3 years after, because it was a very weak start, or 3 years before, during the 3 years of the wicked Belshazzar. Let's read that Rashi inside one more time. Yeah? Yes, that's what we learned yesterday. We learned 490 years.
Why was he praying according to the first pshat you brought down?
Yeah.
3 years into the start, he knew it was going to last 20 years.
He knew it was going to last. He wanted. He should be misspelled for the rest of his life. That should not be destroyed.
Why?
I guess there's a limit to how much he can do. He was getting older. How much could he already do?
No, but if he knew the cheshbonis was 420,
yes.
You said he prayed
three years into the binyan, the bayis sheni. Yeah.
Why? If he knew it was going to be 420 years.
Because he needed a solid foundation. It was a weak start, and he was afraid it would have been destroyed. So if he continued to fast 3 years into the binyan of the bayis sheni until he saw that the bayis sheni was here to stay. Many things which start kol haschalos koshos. You need an enormous amount of siyata d'shmaya that the haschalos shall remain firm. After 3 years, he felt that it was firm. It's not going anywhere. Nothing's going to be. We don't have to worry, and it was safe to stop fasting. Let's just read that Rashi one more time. I read through very quickly. Pasuk Beis. Rashi shlosha shavuim, 3 weeks. What does it mean? 3 weeks. Chof aleph shana. 21 years. Where do you get 21 years? There's only 18 years between the time of Daryavesh and the time of the Bnei Hamikdash. Heim they are. Yud cheshana mishana achas leDaryavesh HaModai. It starts with the first year of Daryavesh HaModai after the fall of Bavel. Asher Sam Elibo, what happened in the first year of Daryavesh HaModai? That's what we learned in the previous Perek and Perek test, Pasuk Gimel. Daniel was disturbed. It's been 70 years since the Kibush of Yehoyakim. The Gula has not come. Asher Sam Elibo, he said to his heart, Lachshav, to calculate the Ayin Shnei HaGola, the 70 years of Golas that was predicted by Yirmiyah. Kumosha Kosov, like it says in the previous Perek. Ad, How long do these? And then Hashem told him, "You're making a mistake, Daniel. The 70 years are not to be calculated from Dayavish, but should be calculated from not from the time of the kibush Yehoyakim, but from the kibush of Tzidkiyahu, 18 years later, Ad Shnas Shtayim LeDayavish HaParsi, until the second year of Dayavish HaParsi, who was the son of Esther ben Esther, Shabona Habayis. That's when the Beis Hamikdash was rebuilt. That's only 18 years. So why there 21 years? The Gimel Shonim Hayisarim, the additional 3 years to be mashlim 21, lo yadati. I do not know, Rashi says. Im lifnehem, hischil hisanos, perhaps he fasted 3 years before Daryavish. Those 3 years before Daryavish were the 3 years of Baal Shetzar, and that makes a lot of logical sense because Baal Shetzar was a terrible Rasha, like his grandfather, like his grandfather Nebuchadnezzar, not like his father Evel Merodach. The 23 years before Baal Shetzar were good years, or maybe Moshach. The 3 years are after. We're continuing further. Oymeshach Kabbalas Neder Tal Moshach. He continued the Kabbalas Neder Ta'ani Yosef, the vow of his fastings, Gimel Shonim, 3 years, Li'achar HaBinyan, into the Binyan. Why would he continue? Why wasn't he Matar Neder? The Binyan was built because it's a weak start, a weak foundation has to be strengthened. All the Farshim learned that at this, I saw this in the Mishnah Zav, that at the time of the vision of Daryavish Hamodai, when he was very disturbed, he didn't know yet, before Hashem answered him and told him, "You've made a mistake, you're 18 years off," he didn't know. So he was mekabel, he made a neder, "I'm going to fast for 21 years. Then Hashem said to him, "Guess what, good news, you made a mistake in the calculations, only going to be 18 years. But being that already he was mekabel to fast for 21 years, it's not a good thing to be mater neder, to revoke your vow. And this is brought down in Shulchan Aruch. The Mishnah Berurah discussed that great length. Let's say a person, he wants to make a deal with Hashem. He has a need. He's looking for a shirach. He's looking for a good job. So he says, "You know what? I'm going to do tshuva. I'm going to fast 20 fast days. For the next Monday and Thursday, Bahab, for the next 20 Monday Thursdays, I'm going to fast because I need a refuah, I need a yeshua." And then he's mekabel this, he makes a neder, and he begins to fast Monday Thursday. And after 15 Monday and Thursdays, he gets what he needs. He gets a refuah shlema, clean bill of health. He finds a job. He gets a shidduch. But there are 5 more fast days to go. So he only was mekabel upon himself to fast Monday Thursday because he needed something from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem gave it to him. Does he have to be mashed on the remaining 5 fast days? So the answer is yes. Yes. Just because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to you early doesn't mean you have a right to stop doing what you were mekabel. And that's the same exact idea. This is a source for that halacha. Daniel, according to this approach, did not know how long the Churban would remain. He was frightened. He was mekabel to fast for 21 years. Hashem then told him that you're making a mistake in the calculation. It's not what you think, 70 years from the kibush of Yehoyakim. It's 70 years the kibush of Tzidkiyahu, which means there are only 18 years more to go. So Daniel will did not need to be mespalel for fast for 21 years. It would be enough to be mekabel a tainus for 18 years. But being that already he was mekabel to fast, he has to continue fasting for another 3 years. Okay, now I saw also some adjustment explain why was Daniel mekabel to fast for 21 years. So we discussed this yesterday, that he already saw what's going to happen. The Kabbalah took place already after Hashem told him that the vision of 70 times 7. He saw the whole picture. He saw that the Bayis Sheni would be built in another 18 years, and it would last for 420 years. And that 420 years will be under the control of 3 nations. What we discussed yesterday, really 4 tekufos. Let's review the 4 tekufos. First was Paras. For the first about 50 years of the Bayis Sheni, it was under the Beis Hamikdash, was controlled by the nation of Persia. And then for the next 180 years, it was controlled by the Greeks, the Syrian Greeks, the Yavanim. And then for another period of time, it was autonomy, controlled by the Hashmonaim, so it was under Jewish control. And then for the last 103 years, it was controlled by the Romans. So let's put aside. So these are really four different tekufos. Four different tekufos, and we mentioned all four were not ideal. Even the time of the Chashmonaim, that's not an ideal situation. Even though it's under the control of the Jews, because it was not under the control of the Malchus of Yehuda, it was not under Beis David. The Chashmonaim were from Shevet Levi, not from Shevet Yehuda. Lo Yosu Shevet Yehuda M'choik Mibein Raglav. But let's put that aside. Let's take that out of the equation for the moment. There were three nations. Look at secular nations. The Bayis Sheni, the entire period of 420 years, basically was under the control of three secular nations. Paras, Yavon, and Rome. Each one had a different agenda. Paras didn't want it to be built to begin with. It's very interesting. Didn't want that. The Tsar of Paras, they kept on trying that it should not be built. In the beginning, they canceled. Koresh canceled his permission that it be built. And even though it was built during the time of Daryavesh, it was only with great difficulty. Achashverosh, during his entire reign, he did not give permission for it to be rebuilt during Achashverosh. It was only after Achashverosh died, and his son, Daryavesh, who was influenced by his mother, Esther Hamalka, allowed it to be rebuilt. There was a lot of opposition. It wasn't so easy. And even after it was rebuilt, we could imagine it was a very weak start. There was constant struggle that they should halt construction. It wasn't just turn on a switch. They had to build the walls. The whole goal of the Persians was, we don't want this. We don't want this to be built. Then came the Yavanim. What was there? What did they want? Okay, you could have a Beis Hamikdash, but we're gonna offer our sacrifices to the gods, to the idols, to who knows what, pigs, to different type of gods. There will be a temple, but it will not be a temple for Hashem. It will be a temple the way we want to serve our gods. What was the Romans' agenda? To destroy it. They didn't care about that, but they weren't religious. I mean, the Holy Roman Empire, that was much later on. But they didn't have an agenda of, we want to worship us. We just don't want it. Three nations. Paras shouldn't exist. Yavan, it could exist, but it's going to exist the way we want it. And then Romans, it should be destroyed. Three nations. So I think the Barbanel says, with the Midrashim, that's why Daniel was makabel upon himself 3 weeks. Three Shemitos. The first Shemitah was a tkufa to be mispalel, Hashem should protect us from the influence of the Persians. The second Shavua was to be mispalel and to fast, Hashem should protect us from the influence of the Yavanim. And the third Shavua, the third Shemitah, was to be mispalel, Hashem should protect us from the Romans. So that makes a little bit another approach of why Daniel was makabel upon himself to fast three Shemitos, to correspond to the three major influences, secular, worldly influences that will dominate upon the Beis Hamikdash, the Bayis Sheni. And according to this approach, Daniel is beginning his fast after it has already been revealed to him the big picture, the 490 years, the 70 and the 490, and Rome and what's going to happen, and everything that we've learned in the previous parak. Okay, now this is all according to Rashi. Now let's look at the Mitzudos David. He says something very, very different. Okay, Apostolic Beis Bayomim Ohem Al Kirosh Tziva Koresh Levatel Binin Habayis Asher Nosen Rishus Levnoisa Kimashem Sefer Ezra Lezehoyim Esabel. Rashi just going back and explaining over here. Daniel has his vision. It's through the third year of the Malchus of Koresh, and Daniel is fasting. Why is he fasting? Why do we mention this vision? Because he was extremely disturbed that Koresh went back on his word. Koresh in the beginning said you could build the Beis Hamikdash, and then he changed his mind. The reason why he was fasting is not because Koresh suddenly now in the third year changed his mind, but in general he saw horrible things. He saw terrible sorrows that lay ahead for Klal Yisrael, and that's why he saw the goals would last for many years, and that's why he was in a state of mourning. How long did he fast for? Shavuim Yamim. What does the Mitzvah say? Now, like Rashi, Gimel Shavuoy Shel Yamim, 3 weeks of days. Veheim Chof Aleph Yom. Virtually all of the Rishonim learn not like Rashi. And here the Mitzudos is following 90% of the Rishonim who disagree with Rashi, that he fasted for 3 weeks. You're going to fast for 21 years? You fast for 21 days. Let's be realistic. Now, by the way, this is one of the sources. It's a little bit. The Rav Sadigon is very upset with this. But the 3 weeks. Yeah. What are the 3 weeks? From Shiva Asa B'Tammuz until Tisha B'Av are 3 weeks. Now, we don't fast every single day of the 3 weeks, but we are Noyeg Avelos. We are Noyeg Avelos, different levels. From Shiva Asa B'Tammuz until Rosh Chodesh is one level. Then we have the 9 days. And the 9 days, are we have one level until we hit the Shabbos Shavua Shechalboi. And the week of Tisha B'Av is another level. But basically, it's a 3 week period. So someone find a remes that there should be, we should observe 3 weeks of mourning to be misabel of the churban bayis based on Middash, just as a precedent for what Daniel here is doing. Now, the difficulty with this is, we're standing here during the time of the churban bayis rishay. The bayis sheni has not yet been built. According to this is a discussion of itself, there was no Shivas to the Tammuz. It was on the 9th day of Tammuz. The number, the 17th day of Tammuz, when the cities were breached, when the enemy was, they breached the walls of the city, that was in the Bayis Sheni. In the Bayis Rishon, the Pasuk says that the enemy breached the walls of the city on the 9th day of Tammuz, not on. So there are different opinions in the Gemara. The Gemara says that really was on the 17th day. They made a mistake in the time. They were so confused because of the siege. They confused the dates. That's one. But simply, if you learn the pasuk very little, it was the 9th day. So how can you say that the source that we should be misabel 3 weeks? So one answer is that what is Daniel seeing here? Daniel is seeing here the churban bayis sheni. This is a vision. What was Mashaya Kvar Hoya? He doesn't need a malach to come and show him what was. We know what was. We know that it was a bayis rishon, and we know that it was destroyed. He doesn't need this chapter, and everything we're learning is what is happening during the tkufa of the bayis sheni. And he sees after 490 years it's going to be destroyed. And in the vision, he sees exactly how it's going to be destroyed. He sees the siege. Asar B'Teves is when the siege begins. And then Shavuos B'Tammuz is when the walls are breached. And then Tisha B'Av. So he already is seeing the future. And already he's being misabel these 3 weeks, Al Shem Ha'asid. And that will be a precedent why we follow in the approach of Daniel also to be misabel for 3 weeks. Because think about it, why don't we mourn for 3 weeks? You can mourn, we'll mourn just the 9 days. Maybe we should start mourning from Asar B'Teves. Asar B'Teves all the way until Tisha B'Av. Or maybe we should mourn for 30 days. It's a very bizarre thing. Why do we mourn 3 weeks? Just because the walls were breached in Shavuos and B'Tammuz, so that's why we should start not listen to music and not have a smachos and do all these things. Why? When does it come a number 21 days? In halacha, the number 30 is a very popular number. So there is Tisha B'Av. So on the 10th day of Tammuz is when we should already be misabel for the Beis HaMikdash. 30 days is too much. So maybe we should have 15 days. We have a precedent for that. How many days before the Yom Tov are you supposed to start learning for the Yom Tov? There's two opinions in the Gemara. One opinion says 30 days. One opinion says 15 days. So we have a lot of other numbers to work with which have precedent. When does it come 3 weeks? Oh, it's very nice because it's a nice sandwich. We have Shavuos B'Tammuz and we have the Churban, so we'll put the two together. Is that really a reason why we should conduct ourselves in a certain way? But it's more than that because we have precedent from Daniel. And Daniel is mourning for 3 weeks. Now, when was he mourning? So some even want to go so far to say that the mourning took place exactly Shavuos Betamuz until Tisha B'Av. But that's not really what it says in the Pasuk. If you read the Pesukim, you'll see that it took place during Chodesh Nisan. It's not a proof, because you can say that Hashem spoke to him the next Hashem. He mourned for 3 weeks between Shavuos Betamuz and Tisha B'Av, and then the following year Hashem appeared to him during Chodesh Nisan. But if you want to take the Pesukim more literally, it would appear that he fasted for 3 weeks, the beginning of Chodesh Nisan. Okay, so this is something we should keep in mind. Now, according to Rashi, it is a little bit difficult, because it says here the word Yamim, and Yamim does simply mean days, does not mean years. So the Mitzudos and all of the Rishon that say that Daniel fasted for 3 weeks fits much better into the text of the Pasuk than what Rashi says. For three days. Let's finish up the Mitzudos. Pasuk Beis. So that's what we'll start. Just these two Pesukim. We'll stop here. Okay, so we have a lot more to do, but at least that's a start for this parak.